Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once. And 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/VTTGW to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. With us today, we got Joe, Trigger Joe Britson.
All right, let's go. To try to get a matchup with Ngannou.
Multiple occasions.
Wow.
It looks like they're going to swing to the very end.
And he wasn't kidding.
Wow.
It's very rare.
What a finish.
Another one.
It really poses the question, what do you want to do? Do you want to take a chance and risk getting knocked out?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Trying to take care of business, trying to get to
It's a knockout.
Oh, my God.
It's a knockout.
And it's closing it. Trying to finish it.
Because I'm going to take this foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. There's not a goddamn thing you can do about it.
Brock is brought to you by Modelo.
I killed it!
Oh, we have a new nickname. Okay, we have William Send It 7 Pearson. All right, other than that, we used to call him Willie Pete. We used to call him the Mad Russian.
I think you've had enough. Now you've had enough.
Bitch.
Wow.
How good is this?
Finish him!
Another one.
Everybody gets triggered. It's just that you become a pansy. That's in the Book of Brawl.
I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you've got it.
You've got to be very careful.
What's up, Trash Talkers? What's going on, Grunt Workstation? We are live on this Saturday morning. And you know what? We got bigger smiles on our face because the big pickup last weekend. All right. We made some money. We rebounded from the Super Bowl bullshit off. The 10-second no understanding the overtime rules BS. But I'm not triggered. You're triggered. So about that whatsoever. But hey, thanks for tuning in. We're really excited to be doing the show Saturday morning, especially when there's no college football on. Unfortunately, one of our best pickers, VTT's Drunken Cyborg, she's a cop and she works the third shift. So she's not going to be able to do the Saturday morning shows very often. But we'll still push her to her page, VTT's Drunken Cyborg, and maybe she'll post some picks on there. So anyways, let's the banker said I got to bring the mic closer to me. You bring your mic closer. You'll tell us start what to do when we're live. Either way, thanks for tuning in. Say hi. Say where you're watching from. We got Daniel Runslow from Arizona, wishing he was in Mexico City watching it. But we're going to change the show up a little bit. I'll get into that later. Let's first introduce the boys. We got Send It 7, Bill Pearson. How's it going, buddy?
It's going good. I'm glad we switched Saturday mornings as well. Life is not allowing us to do Fridays. And I'm like Daniel Runslow. Honestly, I wish I was in Mexico City too, because for a fight night, this card is amazing.
Nice. Yeah, I was looking at it because, you know, I'm the expert here. We'll talk about that later. And I'm like, man, this thing's stacked. But then we got the champ. We got Trigger Joe. All right, look at that. There's the belt. Bill's like, I was champ for 10 years. You get no belt. Fucking Dana White sucks. Yeah. So, how's it going on, Joey? What you doing?
Oh, man, I'd celebrating last week still. Bill and I did not let the internet talk us into picking Volk. We rode with our guy, Tuporia, that we've been picking for a year, and look at him now, champ. And in dominating fashion, too. That was probably one of the most explosive knockouts at that skill level I've ever seen. He knocked him out worse than Islam did, and that's saying a lot. So, yeah, and we hit a four-legger. And all is well with the world. If Jeff Neal decided to fight, we would have been perfect. But he decided to take the second and third round off at times and lost a boring decision. But other than that, we were perfect.
For sure. We got Billy Hall coming in from South Carolina. All right. So welcome to the show. And again, say hi. Say where you're watching from. And if you're watching for the first time, all right, you see that little Four Patriots logo. And then going across the bottom of the screen, it says fourpatriots.com. All right, click to register for classes. All right, you can do that as well. If you go to fourpatriots.com/VTTGW, it lands you on that page for the generator and then VTT for the food. But anyways, they're a proud partner of us. All right, they support our mission to promote veteran-owned businesses and, you know, get everybody's name out there. And with their sponsorship, we're allowed to pump other people's businesses out with paid advertising. So definitely go support them if you're into being prepared for any emergency, all right, whether you have power for 2 days, 2 weeks, whatever. Just go get after it. And then the QR code, all right, if you want to be a part of it, all right, you can do it for a lot less. You can just go on there and you know, scan that code, and you can subscribe to Veteran Trash Talk and Gruntworks. All right, once you subscribe, it's only $9.99 a month. You get our awesome Veteran Trash Talk button once you subscribe, and then you get a half-off shirt every month. All right, so you join the family, join a team, put some skin in the game, and we're going to get after it. All right, Tanner Port says, go Duke. Wrong sport, Tanner. All right, nobody cares. All right, but yeah,
you would not go Duke.
No, it matters.
It matters? Go Duke is right. We'll get into that later. But anyways, we're going to change the show up a little bit. All right, we're still going to go through all the fights. But Trigger Joe and Senate 7 are not going to give you their locks and their parlays like they usually do. You got to go out and follow their page because they're going to put their locks and their parlays on that page. All right, so go to VTT's Trigger Joe or VTT's Send It 7. Maybe Chris will put it in the chat. And go follow their pages, and then you'll see what they're betting on. All right, but we are still going to educate you on how to make some money. So at the end of the show, we're going to do the Big Girls four-legger provided by Trigger Joe, and then we're going to do the wild card, all right, the Baker's six-legger by Senate 7. But are we all right? Are we ready to rock and roll all these fights?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. All right, here we go. We start off with a women's stroll. Oh, the scoreboard. That's right. I forgot about that. Good job. Yeah. So the scoreboard, as you can see, is both guys got 2 points last week. All right. So, and then I was able to get stacks one, so she has three, but it is what it is. And then Avgen was perfect. So I never miss a fight. So I got 3 points. I called the exact round knockout of every fight last night. So I should actually have like 20, but I only get to pick one, unfortunately. But there's your score.
Well, Torres going first with Chris Duncan, first fight of the main card.
But I could call it live. So,
okay, that is the first fight, I believe, on the main.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's go to it because, they did move that up.
All right. What are their records at? We got Manuel Torres coming in at 14-2 versus Chris Duncan. What is that? 10-7 or something like that? I can't.
11-1.
11-1. I got to put my glasses on. All right. Well, I didn't really study this fight, but it's obvious when you look at it. Chris Duncan is going to, because of all those tattoos, he's scary. All right. So he's just going to knock out Manuel Torres in the first round with a scary tattoo strike. All right. So yeah, I just did the research. All right, Joe. So, all right, champ, what do you got on this one?
Yeah, I just rewatched the weigh-ins on this, and Torres looks just like a bigger version of Duncan. They're both just balls of muscle, but I watched Duncan's last fight, and my God, his striking needs work. It's slow, and Torres he's got a couple inches in reach, which isn't always a big deal, but when you're the level of striker that Torres is, he's on a 3-fight knockout streak. And Chris Duncan's tough as nails. So I could see him lasting the distance, but I'm going to say Torres gets his knockout somewhere in round two. But don't be surprised if it goes the distance. But I definitely got Manuel Torres, the skill gap on striking. And when Duncan got his takedowns in his last fight, he did nothing with them. No damage, no nothing. So Torres avoids a takedown, and I think he pieces him up. And I'll say he finds a knockout in round two.
Very nice. Knockout round two for Torres. All right, 7-7. What says the artillery?
I'm with Joe on the money line bet. It's going to be Manuel Torres. Duncan's got his last two fights ended in decisions. One of them an arguable split that should have went the other way. And like Joe said, on the feet, they're just not the same person. I think Manuel Torres pieces them up in the first, to be honest with you. Manuel Torres hasn't left the first round in six fights or something like that. He's just got vicious striking, and they're on a completely different playing field when it comes to the stand-up game. So I got Manuel Torres by KO in the first.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, now we can get – go ahead.
Let's hope it's not like the Lemos-Dern fight where I had Lemos by TKO on one parlay, and that stupid braided bearded goofball is like, no, let her beat her some more. And what happens? She gasses and it goes the distance. So let's hope it doesn't do that, because Duncan is very tough. But I agree with Bill that Torres has the ability to finish it when let's just hope that he doesn't gas. And God, that Dern fight still haunts me. That was a money cluster, even though I hit a six fighter. But anyways, let's just hope he finishes him when he gets him in trouble.
Right. Boomskis. All right, let's go to where the big girl was actually prepared for, because I don't know how to read websites, apparently. But yeah, this is, again, do not listen to my picks. I don't pay any attention. But do listen to me at the end of the show when I tell you guys how to bet on what these guys are saying. All right, we got a strawweight women's fight, and we got Yasmin, all right, at 10-1. Going against Sam Hughes, that is 8-5. Now you got to take a closer look at this. All right, now I am learning that sometimes that when you start seeing all these people from the same country fighting, it's because of the fights in that country. All right, I've learned that. All right, so this fight is in Mexico. All right, and you got Yasmin, who looks like she's been taking some of those pink pills down in Mexico. All right, getting shredded. So I'm gonna go Yasmin by Juarez, pink pill strike to the face. Second round, all right. And those of you who've been deployed before know what the little pink pills are. All right, let's go to 7-7. What we got?
Okay, I got Yasmin. Here's the thing with this one. I don't think the odds should be what they are. I think Yasmin's a minus 575 or some crazy shit. I don't think I got Yasmin winning. I don't think the odds should be that far spread apart. Sam Hughes is tough. She's been around a long time. She's not easy to finish. And Yasmin's coming off a KO loss. She got clipped 20 seconds in against Gomez in her last fight. But I think she just learned that, hey, sometimes you get caught in this game. And Gomez has them hands. But I do think Yasmin's going to win this one. I went back and forth between a late TKO or a decision, because Sam Hughes just grinds out decisions. But at the same time, she's never really fought anyone that has that big power. I mean, last person to finish was Tisha Torres, who's not a power striker. But I got Yasmin by a late second round TKO in this one. I think Sam Hughes is definitely on the decline, although I never thought she was on the upward swing either. She had a long string of losses, and she just fights boring decisions. But like I said, she's never really fought anyone with power, and I think Yasmin's got that power. So I got Yasmin second to early third round TKO.
Very nice. And you know why he was so thorough on that, Joe? Because that's for his points. All right. That's the one that I gave Bill a layup on and trying to get this back, you know, back to square one, maybe even closer. So, Joe, what say you on this one?
It's actually tougher to call because the odds kind of mess with your head a little bit. I think that Uruguay should be like a -2.5 favorite.
Yeah.
And it's screwy because she got finished by Gomez in her last fight. So, man, I could see Sam Hughes stealing a takedown or two and making this thing go longer than it needs to go. So it's really tough for me to pick a finish with Uruguay's hands. I mean, Hughes has been KO'd before. But I'm going to say she finds it, bounces back, and agree with Bill that she finds a I'll say late second round TKO after piecing her up pretty good in the first, but don't be surprised if this thing sees a third round or Sam Hughes steals some minutes. Maybe the plus money for the third round to start would be a good bet since there's, you know, the odds are so crazy in this one. But I'll agree with Bill that it's definitely going to be Uruguay. Finish type is kind of tough, but I'll say she finds a second round TKO. She does have really good hands.
Nice. And we got Daniel on the chat saying, two reminders, Elevation is higher than Denver. And that really on pace on athletes will be anchored. Also fighters.
She fights at an Entrim gym that's in Mexico. So 15th. She.
All right.
It's kind of like how El Paso tricks you. Exactly. You get to El Paso, you don't realize it's $5,500 up. And you're like, oh, shit.
Yep. Yeah, your chest starts burning on him runs. Like, wait a minute, I'm only a mile in. What the hell's going on? And that's another thing I'm going to brag about, the offspring of the big girl who as a freshman is the fastest time in district in this Elevation. Be careful, people, when she gets someplace where she can breathe.
Yeah,
right? A gazelle.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the next one. All right, it's a bantamweight fight. And we got Rosas Jr. coming in at 8-1 versus Tercios at 13-3. Oh, Ricky. All right. Now, I actually have watched this Raul, I think, fight a few times. I think I picked against him every time because I just don't care. But I'm going to go Rosas by Chihuahua strike. All right. Sorry, not strike, choke. All right. So if you don't know this, like Chihuahuas are vicious and they got a Chihuahua choke. It's only happened twice in UFC history. All right. So maybe we'll see it again. All right. Joe, you got Rosas by Chihuahua choke.
You might actually get one right in the old broken clock theory here. But, I do have Rosas by submission, actually. Ricky Tercios, there's too much to the imagination with this guy. There's been, if you check up on these fights on the internet at all, there's been rumors that Tercios was talking about retiring. Also rumors that he's been knocked out a couple times in camp pretty bad. And then Rosas... after losing that one fight to Christian Rodriguez, he came back and looked pretty good. And the kid can't even legally buy a beer. This is in Mexico. I don't think he lets down. He's a sub 19. Guy. Yeah, he can't even legally buy a beer. The youngest fighter on the roster, I believe. And there's a lot of hype behind this kid. He wouldn't be getting the chance if it weren't for that, because not to be a jerk, but he doesn't have the most marketable face or mic skills because he does have that wicked scar. But I think this kid's doing all the right things, training with all the right people, and there's a lot of people behind him. I think Rosas Jr. doesn't let down and gets the second round sub over Tercios.
Very nice.
And that is in the big girl four-legger.
Oh, nice. All right. What do you say, send it seven?
The only difference, Joe and I, listen, I go back and forth between second or first round submission. Tercios is 2-for-3 in his last fights, and both his wins were split decisions. I mean, he's pulling off. He's squeaking by wins. Rosas on the ground is just a phenom. And what's scary is, like Joe and I just talked about, he's still growing. He's 19. Yeah. He hasn't even reached his man muscles yet. I mean, he's going to be, 10 years from now, Rosas is going to be vicious. If he's doing this at 19, he's 8-1 at 19. When he's 25, he's going to be an animal. So I'm going with Rosas. I'm going to go with a second round submission. I think Tercios runs long enough in the first round to kind of escape him. He's got the reach advantage, not much of one, but I'm going to go with Rosas submission second round.
Very nice. Yeah, for those of you watching for the first time that don't really watch UFC fights, or don't really like understand it, or have the knowledge that Bill and Joe have, I actually really, really enjoy watching Rosas fight. Like, he brings a lot of energy into it. It just looks a lot of fun, you know, and it's just one of those guys where you just kind of hang out with him and be friends with him because he can fuck everybody else up. So, that's I don't know. You guys probably know more. He seems like a humble kid, too.
He definitely doesn't. He doesn't talk any trash. And, Bill, who was the sub Kopilov last week in the first fight of the main card? Well, I can't think of his name.
Shit, I can't remember either.
It's that level of jiu-jitsu, though. And if you watch that Kopilov fight last week on the Topuria card, that was an incredible display of jiu-jitsu. And that's the kind of jiu-jitsu Rosas has, to where if he gets his mitts on you, you're not going to get up. He's going to sink in a body triangle, and he's going to exhaust you and find a choke. So, I think he's going to be tougher than Tercios and strong enough to hold him down. So, yeah, I don't think Tercios has much of a chance. That's it. Yeah. That kid, that was unbelievable what he did.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right. Are we ready for the next one? We'll stay with Senate 7 on this one, because we got Daniel Zellhuber coming in at 14-1, and then Francisco Prado, all right, at 12-1. Now, as I was doing the research, I noticed that Francisco grew up in a lot of Argentinian country clubs, you know, and it's Francisco Prado, right? He's that one rich guy that, you know, just you don't want him to be in the sport because he's spoiled, but he just wins every time, all right? And so I'm going to go Francisco Prado by decision, because he's just going to look pretty with them tattoos in the ring, all right? Little man crush on the name Francisco, all right? Go with that. Set at 7, what say you?
All right, so, you know, Prado had a lot of hype behind him fighting in these off-brand leagues. They gave him one fight in the UFC, and that was on the Makhachev-Volkanovski pay-per-view, and he lost the decision to Malarkey, came back and win and fought a no-namer, won in the first round. But Zellhuber has actually fought the better people. He's coming off a Anaconda choke win against Christos Giagos. But here's the other thing. Zellhuber has an 8-inch reach advantage. That is significant. So I got Zellhuber on this one. I think he's the better striker. He's the better ground guy. And if he's smart, he's just going to just jab the shit out of this dude for the first round and piece him up with that 8-inch reach advantage. I mean, that's like I said, when it comes to reach advantages, 4 and below, I don't really worry about too much. Anything above that, you're going to have a significant advantage. When you got 8-inch reach advantage, you're talking the John Jones advantage. So I got Daniel Zellhuber to finish on this one. I'm going to go with the second round finish. It might be a submission, but I'll go second round TKO.
Nice. Yeah, so we got Macedo Dougie, all right? Like, talk about a fight name in the chat thread. All right, he said, hands down, Daniel. All right, buddy. Like, again, don't listen to what I'm saying until the end of the show when I tell you how to bet on what these guys are saying, right? Like, so, yeah, Bill's on board with you, Dougie, all right? And I don't know if it's a Duje. Is it Machado? Is it Macedo?
Is it
Dwa? Oh, ooh, I like that one. Is it Dwa? So, all right, Trigger Joe, what say you?
Dude, this is actually this one took some research, because, I mean, Prado, I think he's missing out on the Argentinian Drew Dober as a really good nickname, because look at the guy. Does he not look like Drew Dober from a different country? He's built, but I honestly think that Prado, he's in the wrong weight class, man. I think he needs to go down to featherweight, and then he'll be a destroyer. Because I saw the weigh-in, and Zellhuber doesn't only have a reach advantage, he's much bigger. And I could see a front kick to that anvil chin of his coming right down the pipe, because Zellhuber doesn't have to get in range to land it. And I just think that Zellhuber's got all the potential in the world. This is a bad matchup for Prado. And, man, I'm going to go with the sub and say that Prado, because Prado's got to get inside. He landed a spinning back elbow from about this far away to win his only UFC win. And he's not going to get that close to Zell Huber. And if he does, I could see Zell Huber locking up a standing guillotine and dropping it to the ground. And he looked, Christos Giagos, he got him with the anaconda choke. So this kid's got submissions for days. But I got Zell Huber, second round submission.
Very nice. Now, where is Zell Huber from?
Mexico.
Mexico. Oh, Zell Huber, huh? I wonder if Tim Kennedy's going to be going after him and that family line.
Yeah, I mean, Zell Huber flights out of Mexico City too, so he's at home.
We had a Mexican first sergeant named Jesse Brown, and when Jose Gutierrez came in for Reachley's trial, he was civilian, and you were there. But he goes, what's his name? Jess Brown. Jess Brown, the Mexican, huh? Okay. And he's just nodding at him because, I mean, what can you say to Goody? His name's Jose Gutierrez. He goes, Jess Brown, the Mexican. All right.
But our buddy on the chat thread, He said Dois. He said it's French. All right. So, hey, if you could do us a favor, we're not trying to make fun of your name, but actually, Bill speaks French. So I don't know how you would say that. Bill was in his travels in his younger days.
Nick's got a French war rifle.
Yeah. Never been fired, only dropped twice. Zinger. All right. Boom.
Bang. Nailed it. Drum roll.
All right. Before we get into the co-main in the main event, again, big shout out. Whoever's typing, knock it off. All right.
Somebody's violently striking their keys.
Yeah. Yeah. We've got 2 minutes to drop his six legger. So before we get into that, now you're throwing us all out of our sink here. But we're doing two things now. Again, Bill and Joe are not going to give you their locks on this show. You have to go follow BTT Senate 7 or BTT's Trigger Joe, and they will post their locks and their bets on Facebook. So go give them some support. Follow their page. You don't got to pay nothing. All right. But we are going to show you the wild card parlay that we're going to put about $5-$10 on. All right. Not a lot of money. All right. Because it's a six fighter. So let's go to Bill's. We're going to call it BTT's the Baker. All right. Because the Baker ain't rolling like I am after my wins last week. All right. The Baker's $5 parlay. So let's give the Baker's six fight parlay. What do we got here, Bill?
All right, for my sixth legger, I'm going to go a lot off the prelims here. I got Naimov, which is going to be the first fight of the night. Then I'm going to go to Shirez. He's fighting a guy that's coming off of a five-fight losing streak.
All finishes, then
Then I'm going to Torres, Rosas, Zell Huber, and I like Moreno to win his fight. So I got Naimov, Shirez, Torres, Rosas, Zell Huber, Moreno.
All right. While Baker's working his parlay out here, we're going to tell you what it pays here in a second. While he's doing that, you see Four Patriots. You see that banner going across. You got fourpatriots.com/VTTGW. That'll take you to the landing page that gives our audience a discount on that awesome solar power generator, right, that you can run indoors and all kinds of stuff. Don't need to be a prepper for it, but, again, prepared got a bad name just by being prepared for any emergency. And then you got the little QR code up there. Go ahead and subscribe to Veteran Trash Talk. And once you do subscribe, all right, to our team, then you'll get our VTT Talk button. It's got 12 veteran sayings on it. It's freaking hilarious. Okay. And then every month you'll get a discount on one of our shirts. Like, I'm repping one of the old G's, the Monday Morning Throat Punch Advocate. All right. And then we got Bill with the Dumpster Fire shirt on. And Joe, are you repping it?
Oh, it's once again, it's the old Travers, the old Celtic Warrior, the old school Gruntworks logo.
Yeah. So, hey, if you're if you got some Irish veterans in your family or you just want to celebrate St. Paddy's Day, all right, that we have an awesome line of that for on our thing. So go to shop.veterantrashtalk.com.
We've named several shirts. We should have called this one the Kev.
Yeah, the Kev. That would be a good one. So those of you who don't know, okay, so $5 pays $27. All right. Well, hey, if you only got $5 to bet, let's do it. It doesn't sound right with a six leg. Are you sure you parlayed that?
So, there's some big odds in this.
Okay, yeah. So like, $5.
Like some heavy odds.
Yeah.
But so, tomorrow I'll give you a good money maker.
All right. Well, no, we'll talk. Yeah, so go on the show. Go on his page, Senate 7, to get, you know, maybe a more fringe one. But we'll talk about the betting later because Bill doesn't have the time. Okay. All right, let's see if we can get through the co-main real quick. We got a featherweight. We got Rodriguez at 16-4 versus Ortega at 15-3. Now, when I was studying this, all right, I got Rodriguez. He's done this twice, but it was back in the Bellator days. All right, he did a spinning sombrero kick. All right, so watch out for the spinning sombrero kick in the second round KO. All right, Bill, what say you?
Okay, I got Yair Rodriguez on this one. His, I think his output is just going to overwhelm Ortega a little bit. But Yair Rodriguez needs to be careful because Brian Ortega's a dog. He'll go to the deep end of the pool with you and force a really bad fight on you. But again, I also think Ortega's a little bit on the downslope here. He's been a great fighter in his career, but I think Yair is just a little bit a step above him. I got Yair Rodriguez grinding out a pretty nasty decision on this one.
Nice. And then before we get to Joe, we got the Frenchman, Dwahi. All right, Ortega, hands down, he says. And then we got Daniel Runslow. He said this is going to be the fight of the year. All right, champ, what say you?
A good one. Yeah, absolutely. They got robbed in this fight when Ortega's shoulder popped out in their first fight. But there's something from that footage that I saw is that Yair was landing at will. Ortega hasn't fought in a while. He's going to get the low kick served up quite a bit in this fight. And we've seen fighters that take time off, can't take low kicks very well. I just think that Ortega's going to get pieced up and he's going to stay in there. And by the time he might catch Yair in submission, they're going to be sweat and blood and Yair's going to slip out. And I think this is a statement victory for Yair, pieces him up and wins the decision. But yeah, and I think Ortega is going to be real bloody. There's a lot of scar tissue in that face and he cuts easy. So I think Yair wins by decision. And the only reason he does that is because Ortega is so tough. Otherwise, I could see him win on a TKO. But same as Bill, Yair by decision.
All right, Bill had to jump. So again, for those of you who don't know, he's a very, very important man in the United States Army. So he has to go. All right, and we can't talk about what he does because he gets mad.
I don't want to talk about it.
So we're not going to talk about it. But he already gave us his pick for the main card, for the main event, which he said Moreno's going to win. All right. However, he gets to miss the exciting part later when we talk about the big girls four legger given to you by the champ. But all right, let's stay with the champ because he's the only one on the damn show. All right, we got Brandon Moreno, 21-7-2, going against Royval. Brandon Royval at 15-7. Now I'll explain this belt a little bit. All right, the belt is awesome. All right, it's a championship belt. These guys pick for points. So when we show you that scorecard, they tell you who they're going to take, all right, how they're going to win, and the round is going to happen in. So a potential of the 3 points in a fight. If they go somebody by decision, they can only get 2 points. But they don't get to pick the fight. I pick it for them, and then they have to give us their expert opinion on that one. All right, so staying with the champ for the main event. This is yours. Who you got?
Bill, mute your mic. All right, sorry. I had to get that in there. And by the way, John Cena's spinner belt got nothing on this guy. Nothing. It's legit.
Yeah.
Moreno. I think that him and Royval put on a great fight. And against Pantoja, seeing what Royval couldn't do, which is Russell, he does not have very good takedown defense. And Moreno really mixes it up. I could see him winning a decision, a sub, or a TKO, but I'm going to go ahead and say that Moreno wears down Royval, and in that fourth round, the elevation, the damage, everything gets to him, and that's what Moreno does. He just overwhelms people with volume, and eventually they wilt, and I could see him landing that same liver kick he did at Kaikara France, but I got Brandon Moreno by fourth round TKO.
Ooh, fourth round TKO. I like it. All right, there you have it, fight fans. For those picks, now we get to the best part of the show, and that's how to make money, okay? How to actually bet on this stuff, that's what I'm talking about. All right, now, everybody knows, we haven't been logging it every year, so it's kind of like you just got to take our word for it. So we're going to log it this year, all right? I start with $500, all right? I start with $500 in January, all right, or after the football season, so now the football season is longer in February, I start with $500, right? And I bet everything that I win on both UFC and the NFL on the Super Bowl, right? And I lost that last week, 2 weeks ago. All right, so I started over at $500. So I tell people all the time, if you don't have money, don't gamble. That's the disclaimer. All right, if you have a little bit of scratch to throw on a fight, all right, just kind of listen to what we're doing because we've won every single year on the 12-month calendar, well, not 11-month now because it's stupid NFL season. But as you can see, I said, Joe, I'm ready. I'm going to throw $75 down because of how the odds were. I go, give me a four-legger that is, you know, it's not going to pay out as high because, you know, it's more favorites on it than anything. And give me a four-legger that we could bet on. Throw 75 on it. All right. So how did that one do, Joe?
You see it on the screen. It went down exactly the way we thought it would. Lemos by devastation. What was it? Hernandez and Kaprilov to end inside the distance. Marab to do what Marab does. And then Whitaker won a war to finish it off for us. 75 paid out 343 in change. Yeah, so and nice little payday.
And here's the big Earl's bet, okay, that I've tried to coach people on how to hedge a bet. All right. So when you do a parlay, all right, the last pick of the parlay should be a pretty heavy favorite. All right, and you just pick them money line, okay? You just pick them to win, all right? And then when it gets down to it, so when we won those first three fights, I was like, okay, let's throw 25 on the other guy, all right? Because he was a hands-down underdog. And that way, if that upset happens, all right, that 25 bucks is going to pay you back 50, all right? And you're, if not more, all right? And it's going to get you back to where you started on the bet, all right? So we actually take $25 off that total, and that was our net profit for week one. Very, very awesome. Now, when these guys, when there's tight fights and they're kind of iffy about it, this is how the bigger old bets. I will put money on the individual bet and then put less money on the parlays. All right. But when there's a big heavy favorite card like this one was, it was like, hey man, let's roll it up. All right. Chances are it's going to happen that way because it's just, it is what it is. And you leave the other, you leave the Flyers out of there. All right. When you bring the Flyers into a parlay for the boost your odds, don't put a lot of money on those. Just put a little bit. All right. And then try to stay even throughout the day. And then when them parlays pop, all right, and we're already up 200 bucks and now the pot's at 700 for the year.
Yeah.
Let's just keep going, keep draining it. All right. Joe. All right. Chris, if we can go back to the live betting page. All right.
And having said that about the Flyers, I have to say, Chris, I am sorry that Damian Lillard missed 6 3-pointers. Otherwise, I would have hit Chris a 6-leg NBA parlay 2 nights in a row. Everything else hit, and then Lillard has to miss 6 3. So we lost by half a 3-pointer.
Yeah, I mean, he did hit a turnaround freaking fadeaway 3 with like a minute left. So
dude, I had Gobert over 10 rebounds, Towns to hit a 3, Edwards and Giannis, and like 3 different props. For both of those guys, they all hit, but Lillard, 2.5 threes, he goes 2 for 8. Thanks a lot, Damian.
Yeah. Daniel Runslow says, when I talk to my wife about betting, it's like I let her know, would you like me to pay for the fight on ESPN or stream it for free and use the money to bet? So there you go, veteran logic.
Hey, there's give and take in a relationship, Daniel. I like that.
Yeah, and Daniel, feel free to email biggirl@veterantrashtalk.com if you ever want to come on and challenge the experts. All right, we put up 100 bucks of our own money. And if you lose, all you got to do is buy an awesome-ass T-shirt, okay? So that's all you got to do. And, again, only one person's ever beat these experts. One. And that guy happens to, like, be, like, the godfather of MMA and Army. So, like, Yako, all right? So, like, it's just he kind of –
yeah, he is the man. Yeah. Damn it. I don't want to talk about it.
All right. Now we're on the live betting screen, and now we're going to call this the Big Earl four-legger. All right? This is what I'm going to put roughly in between 50 and 100 bucks down on. I gotta see how I feel about it. And then we're gonna rock and roll. So the Big Earl four-legger. All right, what do we got, Joe? Give me 4 fights. They can't freaking lose.
Okay. Well, in order to make money, I've got to leave Shiraz and Naimov off of it because they're both -475 or worse favorites. So I'm gonna go with Brandon Moreno in the main event. Then I'm going to go with Raul Rosas. Also going to go with Yair Rodriguez. And then I really like that Manuel Torres fight with Chris Duncan. I think there's a huge skill gap there, and the money is close to even. So I like it. Let me know if Chris needs me to repeat those.
Yeah, you got them locked in? You got Torres, Rosas. Who else are you going with?
Moreno and Yair Rodriguez. Co-main event.
All right. If we throw 75 bucks on that four-fighter, what are we getting paid out? We're doing it live. We're doing it live. All right.
We'll do it live.
Yeah. This is the big old four legger, which, you know, made me.
You got Yair in there?
Allowed me to pay for the fight. Who is Rodriguez fighting? Ortega.
Yair Rodriguez is fighting Brian Ortega in the co-main event.
Literally the second fight before Moreno. I remember using the gambling site.
Keep going. Time,
Chris. Yeah.
There it is.
All right. We got a four banger. What is 75 paying out?
Things are happening.
Yeah, things are happening. All right. 75 pays 370. All right. So, yeah, a little bit better payout this time. But I rest assured the big girl is throwing money down on this one. Okay, so bet with the big Earl. We're already up 200 on the year. All right, going on Trigger Joe's Big Earl four-legger. All right, follow our pages, VTT's Big Earl. All right, you can find me at Triggered Pansy. All right, you can, and then my name will pop up, and you got at VTT's Triggered Joe. And then we have VTT Send It 7. All right, follow those guys. And then we have our Drunken Cyborg. All right, go follow VTT's Drunken Cyborg. She's not picking with us for the next season pretty much because she's a cop. And she has to work the third shift, and we're doing Saturday mornings for the next couple of months. But we miss her, and we want her back. But the host is our producer, who's a Marine, Daniel Runslow. Okay, he's a Marine, and he's putting in the links. So go follow those pages. And then, Daniel, email me, man. Go follow BTT's Big Earl. Talk to me on Messenger, and we'll bring you on to challenge the champ. All right? And like I said, we put up $100 of our own money. All right? And
peek-a-boo.
You got to buy a shirt. So it's a... You're already getting 5-to-1 odds. So freaking let's do it. All right. Hey, we got a great show today. All right. The Trash Talk Hour. We're going to have an old 2P guy, actually two 2P guys on there. We got Michael Zamora coming on to talk about his pre-retirement veterans group that he started in North Kakalaki. And then, I mean, we're representing all the Carolinas. And we got Jimmy Bates possibly coming on from South Kakalaki to talk about his nonprofit and what they're raising money to do. And again, if you're watching us or listening to us for the first time, Veteran Trash Talk exists, all right, on the social media platforms, and we do these live shows, all right, because no veteran should be alone in 2024, all right, especially with social media. And eventually we're trying to get to where we can have actual brick and mortar hangouts, all right, to, you know, have more of the GWAT presence and have, you know, like-minded people coming in sharing, and that you don't have to be a veteran. Right, to join VTT. All right, if you're a supporter of veterans and you support veteran causes and you want to promote veteran-owned businesses, that is our main job that we're doing here on the shows, actually, is promote veteran-owned businesses. And then why, with all these businesses that we have, can we not just, you know, what kind of coffee you drink? All right, I don't like Black Rifle, they're political. It doesn't matter. All right, there's a veteran-owned, there's Ranger Essential Coffees, there's Aerial Resupply Coffee, right? Stop by Folgers, go buy a veteran-owned coffee. All right. Now, again, you can have a little bit of Folgers for those hurry-up times. All right. You guys got to make coffee real fast. But all righty, guys. We'll see you at 15. George! All right. We'll see you at 1500 Eastern. 1700 Eastern time. 1500 my time over here in the Paso. We'll see you guys later today. Good luck betting. This is a food warning. The UN warns of an unprecedented global hunger crisis. In fact, it's predicted by 2030 that 800 million folks will struggle to feed their families, which means two dangerous things for you. Number one, higher prices at the grocery store. Number two, less food available. And when panic strikes, it will be chaos, making it even harder to get the food your family needs to survive. That's why it's vital, more than ever, to have a survival food stockpile. Introducing the deluxe 3-month survival food kit from Four Patriots. It has 688 servings of meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with delicious recipes like pancakes, mac and cheese, Aztec chili, and potato soup. They've even got spaghetti and lasagna. This isn't your typical survival food, and over 200,000 smart Americans agree. This is survival food that actually tastes good. But best of all, it's designed to last up to 25 years. You can stash it away and be confident that when a disaster strikes, you and your family will be ready. Go to 4patriots.com/VTT to get the deluxe 3-month survival food kit and the peace of mind you deserve.